What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. It's Gina.
And Ronnie.
And you're listening to Libros. So, today we're going to start off by... We have a few topics today. This is our second time recording this. I just want to point that out. It's okay to make mistakes, but this is our second time recording this.
This is our second time recording today, but we have recorded a full episode with messed up audio.
So, we're going to try and fix that audio to, like, try and, like, get back in the swing of things, because that was, like, kind of, I feel like that was a pivotal podcast, but, so, I'm hoping that'll be fine, because I'm not ready to start from here. So, this is our second podcast. I'm excited.
Me too.
We're having technical difficulties.
Yes, we are. Microphones are everywhere, and we're just trying to get our life together.
We're in a car as of lately, because this was going to be named something else, but now we switched the names. You can chime in on names if anybody has any suggestions, but...
We just figured, because we're both Libras. I love Libras.
That we could do that. But I think we have a few topics today. We are going to talk on cancel culture, some other stuff, so...
Yeah, just basically stuff that's, like, very...
Yeah, so just come relax with us. Just come vibe with us, you know. Get Gucci with it, you feel me? Just, you know. Eat if you haven't eaten anything today. If you're in the car.
Drink your water.
Always drink water.
Yes, water is very good for you. Stay hydrated. I mean, I personally am not drinking water today.
Yeah, I mean, like, I won't do it, but you can if you want.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I'm not your keeper, but...
Yeah, I don't tell you what to do.
Exactly. So, CC, or cancel culture, if you will. Closed captions. Wow. Trying to copy me.
You're copying me. You want to be me.
All right. Oh, my God. Anyway, our first fight. Second fight. I think we had a first fight in the podcast.
We're well ahead of a first fight.
I know. Fight. I think, like, this podcast might not work out because of us.
Yeah. Sorry. It's over, guys.
Yeah. Already over. Two podcasts in. More like one podcast in.
Not even. 2 minutes in. Okay, so we're going to be talking about our opinions on cancel culture. Very, very... Don't cancel us. We're irrelevant, but like in the future.
Yeah.
When I'm an influencer.
If somebody stumbles upon this audio in the future, please don't cancel us. These are our opinions. We're young. We're kids. So, yes. We're kids. I'm going to use that excuse, and I know people might not like that, but... Our brains aren't fully developed.
So, I think cancel culture... We're just going to hop right into
it. Yeah, I think we're going to hop... Like, I think we should hop into, like, what we think cancel culture is. Some people that are getting canceled as of recently. So, why don't you go?
Okay.
What's your opinion on cancel culture?
My opinion on cancel culture is it can be constructive, but it also can be very harmful. Because... I think a lot of people will just make their assumptions based off of what they see on the internet when that's not the whole story. Like, I think a lot of times the whole story is not given unless there's, like, factual evidence given by multiple sources.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it credible. And not to take away from, like, people who have been, like, not to basically victim blame. But, I just feel like sometimes things are twisted and they're changed to what they shouldn't be. Like, for example, like, back in May 2019, James Charles got canceled.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't what it seemed.
People just kind of hopped on the bandwagon, you know?
Yeah, I think people are so quick to, like, tear down an influencer just because they're successful at the time and they just want to take them out the game. But, I think it can be, like, harmful in that way, but I also think it can be constructive. Mm-hmm. If a person does something that's very harmful to a community or a person,
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, I think people need to be held accountable for their actions. And I think it's not really a matter of holding people accountable. It's just hopping on a trend.
Yeah, I agree somewhat with that, but, like, I think what I don't like about, like... Because I kind of agree with, like, I agree with cancel culture in some ways. What I don't agree with is, like, you're guilty until proven innocent, I think, is how a lot of people. So I think people that are in this scenario should have, you know, the time to, you know, back themselves up and, like, get, you know, not, like, compile evidence, but, like, if you know, like, your words are twisted, you have to come forward, like, soon, or else you're putting a bad image of yourself out onto the internet, you know?
Yeah, I definitely think that that's the case, but I think people are trying to, like, cover their ass.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Well,
there's a difference between covering your ass and giving the full story. Right. And you can tell when somebody's trying to cover their ass.
Well, yeah, you can, because, like, that's, like, I'm trying to find, like, Tati. Like, if you're talking about the James drama, she, like, did, like, a full circle.
Yeah.
Because she hated him and then, like, got all these people to turn against him. But then once people were siding with him, she's like, JK, you know. She flipped the Uno card, Uno reverse card on him. So.
Yeah, I just. That's, like, people like that, though, they don't deserve a platform.
People like Tati?
Yeah. Okay. They don't deserve a platform because right. that's not.
She spread false rumors.
Yeah, it's not fair because. It's competitive, of course. I know, like, all that stuff must be competitive. But if you're trying to, like, bring another person down just for your success...
Well, here's the problem now. As of March 2021, more stuff has come out about James Charles. Again, about being, like, a predator. So it's like, you can't believe anybody. You know, it's like flip-flopping back and forth between the two. So it's like, who can you believe in this scenario?
I mean,
you
know? Yeah, definitely. But, like... I think that wasn't relevant to the time.
What do you mean?
I mean, I feel like that's of recently.
Oh, you think, like, this happened recently?
Yes,
oh,
because okay, I okay. feel like around the time in May when that came out, I feel like a lot of other people would have come forward saying he was a predator.
Yeah, and they, like, made up stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think anybody came forward. That's why there was nothing.
Well, there was, like, a few made up stories, but then they said it was, like, JK. Like, they were like, no, this isn't real. They, like, came out with it. They were like, I was just seeing what people would say.
Yeah.
So it was, like, not real. But I think, besides, like, James Charles, because, I mean, that's some serious stuff, like, predatory behavior. So it's just hard to... But, yeah, at first, like, when he was getting canceled, like, I even believed it. Of course I believed it because, you know, she's a grown adult. I thought I could believe her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think these people, like, all these people, and I think if you're carrying out this stuff, I mean, having a platform like that is a privilege.
Yeah.
It's a privilege. Really having, like, any, like, you have an impressionable audience, you should be setting the example, and it, by not doing that, you're letting those people down, and you just shouldn't have a platform.
Right.
Yes, I think it's okay to make mistakes in your career, and everybody's gonna make mistakes. I think cancel culture is... constructive when people learn from those mistakes and continue to improve on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just saying how, like, cancel culture kind of gets a bad rap. Like, because people are just using, like, people are like, oh, everyone wants to get canceled all of a sudden. No, I think you're just upset that you can't get away with the behavior you had before. And I think that's why people don't like cancel culture, is they can't get away with a lot of stuff now that they could before. They're held accountable now because people care. And people didn't care before.
Yeah.
If you okay. don't agree, like, go on.
Oh, no, so. No. I'm just going to say something, trigger warning.
Uh-oh.
For example, Logan Paul.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Cancelable.
Yeah. Definitely Jake Paul especially.
Jake Paul,
in my opinion, is worse.
I think they're both awful.
Well, I think they...
Even though they rep Ohio, which sucks.
Oh, that's embarrassing. I'm sorry.
So
that is, like, quite embarrassing.
Almost the same town.
Yeah, literally a town over. Like, I drive through their neighborhood at least, like, twice a week.
Yeah, honestly. It's embarrassing. Like, both of them, I think... They shouldn't be, have a platform just because the fame went to their head. And they used it in a way that... It's not good. It's just not good for the internet. That negative energy doesn't have to
be on the internet. I agree with that, but there's a difference between the both of them.
Yeah.
I think Jake Paul is repetitively
doing bad stuff.
Doing stuff. Like, I see him in, like, getting canceled at least, like, once a month.
Yeah, but I feel like, and then I feel like Logan, he did do that thing, but I feel like he's been kind of growing from it. But, like, you never know what's happening behind the scenes. So, this could all be a facade. You never know, you know?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of... Like, he was, like, served a piece of humble pie, basically.
to use someone's words. Yeah.
If you know who I'm talking about.
You know. Yeah. We'll probably get into him, honestly.
Yes, definitely. Even though, ugh, disgusting.
Honestly.
But we'll continue.
Don't even want to give him that.
Yeah, I think Logan Paul, like, I feel like he's learned a lot. Like, he's grown as a influencer and as a person. And now I feel like he's staying back.
Yeah.
I mean, more recently I've seen him
in... I feel like he's trying not to be associated in the media, with Jake.
But he's separated himself. And he's used his voice towards good.
Yeah.
Like, he's... I feel like he's putting that energy towards other stuff and trying to make a different impact on his audience.
Right.
I mean, I listen to his podcast. I think it's okay, except there's some topics questionable.
I don't know. Some hosts questionable. I haven't listened to his podcast, but I just would not listen to that kind of podcast because it's just like, I don't know, that's not my thing. Like, the bro vibe, you know, that's not my vibe. So I would never listen to it, but, like, good for him if, you know, he likes it and he's working with it. Good for him.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't follow, like, him on YouTube and stuff, but, like, his podcast is decent, and I have him on Instagram.
That's good. Yeah.
But, like, it doesn't excuse what they did.
Oh, no.
What he did. I think that was it was completely insensitive.
Yeah.
And the fact that he thought that was okay is kind of disgusting.
Right. Right. I mean, there's something mentally not there if somebody does that. You know what I mean?
I mean, something wasn't clicking at the time.
Literally, I don't know if it was just, like, no empathy, like... And it's okay, like, I know people, like, I think he said one time he, like, that just doesn't click, he just doesn't have empathy, which, that's, like, an illness, that's, like, mentally something's wrong. But, like, at that point, the people around him should have done something.
And oh, they yeah. didn't.
They laughed along with him, they just, you know, did those things.
I think he said himself that laughing for him is a coping mechanism, right. And I get that, because when I'm uncomfortable, I yeah. laugh.
Yeah.
But I think broadcasting that to the platform that he had was just... not a very good choice
right.
at all. I think that is cancelable.
And the fact that... Like,
and
YouTube...
I think it was constructive for him. But I also don't agree with him coming back a month later mm-hmm. with... like, literally, I think it was like a month later he came back to YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Well, he made like a documentary about it. And he yes, profited off of it.
Exactly.
So it's like...
Or I think he did donate the proceeds, well, if I'm not wrong.
But who knows
but
if he
I
donated
think,
all of it.
I think... It was for publicity at the time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But obviously, like, there is growth there. Yeah. I think people have to, like, make mistakes in order to learn.
They do, yeah.
But I don't know why it didn't click for him and his team and everybody else who knew
right.
that video
that
was going up.
That just doesn't make sense. I think that is when cancel culture, like, comes into play. Like, that happened, and so now he seems to be growing as a person better. So I hope that worked for him, you know, the
yeah.
cancel culture.
And it did. I think he's like, gone, what, a year and some?
Yeah.
Without...
I don't even remember when that happened.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. 2018.
2018 or 2017?
Was it really that long ago?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
We're not going to really look up
it was that. It was New Year's Eve. I know that.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Because I remember watching it and being like, what the hell am I watching?
Yeah. I didn't watch it in time because,
yeah,
because I didn't ever see it.
It was
but
very
it was on the trending page.
It
that
was
like a huge controversy.
It was up for like too long than it should have, and it was very graphic. And I think maybe watching that kind of like traumatized a lot of people.
Oh,
and made
for sure.
A lot of people think that it was just fine, normal.
Especially, you know, people that are like suicidal. I can't even imagine like how that looks to them.
Yeah,
how insensitive it is.
I think overall it was just kind of like distasteful.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
And you should have known better.
Right.
And same goes for his brother. I don't
think Jake's going to change because he's gotten canceled so many times that he doesn't care anymore.
Yeah.
Nothing that he's going to do is going to let him... He's not going to take himself off the internet unless something absolutely terrible and vile happens.
I mean, absolutely terrible and vile has happened.
Well...
Especially with his scandal during the Black Lives Matter protest.
Oh, right.
That was an absolute, like,
that was
I don't
a scandal.
Know. That was, like, a menace, if that's the right word. People like him don't deserve a platform.
No, for sure.
And I don't know why people don't see it more, but, like, he is, it's, like, every month, I feel like I see him, like, in
yeah.
the media
he's
doing something.
He's always wanting people to fight him, like.
Right, so I think...
He's not... It looks like he's, like, a little teenage boy. You're even littler.
Like, he's on a power trip right now because he keeps winning fights. But honestly, one day, you're going to fall and
yeah.
you're going to feel it. And everybody's
gonna laugh at you.
Everybody's gonna laugh at you.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
I mean, like, no wonder he collabed with Shane Dawson.
Oh, yeah.
They're both crazy.
Yeah. Oh, and obviously, Dawson, yeah. If you're mentally ill, like, if you have a mental disorder, like, get help.
Mm-hmm.
But if, so, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to get into a whole other topic.
Yeah, I think the whole Shane Dawson thing was, like, it was, like, a huge shocker.
It was manipulative. And now that I think about it, I don't know how, like, I ever supported.
No, I know, because I did. I'm going to be honest. Like, I was a fan of him.
I mean, who didn't?
I know. He had such a huge following. And it's just, like, he got canceled, and then he got canceled again, and then he got canceled, like, in the cancellation of the cancellation. Like, it was, like, so trippy. You know what I mean? Like, he was just getting canceled constantly. And it's just, like, how is one person that disgusting that they're getting canceled so many times?
And how did we, like, not realize that?
I know. Honestly, like, I'm really sad that, like, I even supported him. Like, I'm not sad for him. I don't care about him. But, like, I also saw on his thing, he's still putting out new merch. I'm like, what the heck? Why? How could you still put
anything
out new
merch?
Anything
for money.
But, like, nobody even likes him anymore. So, it's like, how is he...
If you're supporting that, then...
How could you possibly profit off of that?
I don't know. That just shows. And the thing is, he really hasn't spoken on any...
He hasn't spoken on anything.
About
anything.
You think
he's going to come out with something?
Oh, no. And honestly, if he does, like, he does not deserve a platform.
I know. Like,
he's disgusting. He's racist. He's a predator.
For sure. I mean, some of the videos I saw, bestiality, like...
He's just nasty.
It's just nasty behavior.
It's gross.
It's gross.
Like, I was younger, like, I was in sixth grade watching that stuff, and honestly, it didn't click with me that it was wrong. I thought it was just comedy.
Honestly, like, all his videos that he would do, I just, like, laugh, because, you know, you think it's funny at the time.
Yeah, like, obviously, like, we've changed from then, but, like, we didn't know any better.
And everybody at the time, I think it's the same way. So, unless, like, that voice was so, like, there wasn't a lot of people that... didn't like him. So it was like nobody was listening to them. Nobody cared about what he did because in his eyes he's like the golden boy. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. And then he also like uses the excuse he's an empath. Like
oh god.
Yeah.
Like yeah, right. He did all this
like
stuff.
Are you kidding me? Is that like he made all those docuseries? Like honestly, it's just repulsive.
Literally.
Like you know, like, you act like you're, like, the saving grace to these people when you're really not.
Yeah, behind the scenes, he's, like, telling James, like, or, like, he told Tati, I think, right? Like, oh, James would never kill himself or something. Like, that, when
and
I heard
his
that,
whole makeup palette shit, that was literally just for money. And
oh,
I don't care what anybody says.
Oh, what? I saw a thing that was, like, oh, my God. It was, like, Shane Dawson has done more blackface than he has ever done makeup looks.
Oh my god.
Like, that is literally the most true thing I've ever seen. Not funny, but like it is, you know, because that's so true. Oh my god.
Yeah, I think people like that, and there's some people who I've seen, like you can tell like when somebody grows. Sorry if you can hear the sirens in the background. We are like
we're in a car.
Yeah, we're in a parking lot. So, yes, they probably think we're doing drugs in here, but I swear we're just making a podcast.
Yeah, a lot lamer.
Right.
Yeah, so, I don't know, cancel culture, you can look at it different ways. You can look at it however you want, but it's like, I think, like, there are some times when people go too far, but I think for the most part, it's used for good. Do you think that or no?
I mean,
you can say what you think.
I think cancel culture is good sometimes, but I don't know, I could just see it like being very toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like looking at it from those people, but like honestly, like you, those people have been given a platform, and if you're not going to use it responsibly, that is up to you. You signed that contract and going into it. Mm-hmm. If you did not want to have to deal with the consequences of potentially being canceled,
right,
then honestly, like, you knew what you were getting into,
right?
Right,
as
like
a
Shane Dawson,
as a TikToker.
Like Shane Dawson, disgusting. We already been over that,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Or like, okay, here's one thing: people who were canceling like Dixie D'Amelio.
Oh
like
my
Charlie
gosh,
D'Amelio.
That whole issue,
the whole snail thing, that was crazy.
Like why are you canceling
some
16-year-old? Like, yeah, that's a cool, like she had a cool milestone. Like that would be awesome. Like
right.
Who wouldn't love that? And, like, Dixie D'Amelio, like, I'm sorry, if I ate a snail, I would vomit. I'd be
disgusted. And also, people took that, like, whole 95 thing out of, like, they blew it way out of proportion. She's just talking about, like, oh, it wouldn't it be so cool to hit 100 million? Like, that's just so cool, like, 1 year from now.
It's a joke. Like, that's all she was talking about. Because this goes hand-in-hand with cancel culture. People see people who are successful, and they just want to ruin it for them.
Right.
Or they want to hop on a bandwagon.
That's when I think cancel culture goes too far.
Oh, but Trisha Paytas.
Mm-hmm.
We have different opinions about them. But she, honestly, she doesn't deserve a platform. I'm sorry. If you understand that you, trigger warning, if you understand that you are mentally ill and you're not seeking help for it.
But she says she is.
If you are, then I understand that. But you can, mental illness is not an excuse, but it's like an explanation.
3/4 of the people that are on the internet have a mental illness. Okay. If you look at it that way, I mean,
but I don't think it, to the point where you're using it to excuse your actions repetitively.
I mean, I guess. I don't think she's done anything, like, that I know of so far that is, like, as vile as, like, say, Shane Dawson.
Oh, no. You
know
what I mean? No, definitely not. But honestly, like, I feel like deep down all these people are, maybe not Shane Dawson, he's a sociopath. And so are the Pauls, those people, they're sociopaths.
They're sociopaths.
I think people like Christian Paytas, I feel like there's good in there.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think it comes from a lot of insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I feel like Christian Paytas is a type of influencer that, like, she just wants to be liked.
Right. Like, everybody.
Everybody does. But, like, I feel like she takes it to an extreme that's, like, not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I don't know.
I think her
hopping on to the trend to, like, or starting the trend to cancel the D'Amelios.
Right.
And making, like, 45 video TikToks in a day.
I know.
Is just shows, like, the like being desperate.
Right.
I mean, if you're that desperate to get a whole, like, family destroyed, like, they're kids. At the end of the day, they are kids.
But
and
also,
she didn't say anything or do anything that is harmful to a community or a person.
But here's the thing. At the end of the day, it also didn't leave too much. It didn't tarnish Charli D'Amelio's career too much. I mean, it really didn't. Look at her. She's still thriving. She hit her 100 million goal.
It didn't, but, like, I don't know.
I'm just saying,
she,
like,
did sign up. I'm not going to lie. The D'Amelio signed up for that when joining social media. Like, you knew you were open to criticism or hate. But at the end of the day, I think Trisha Paytas was in the wrong in that situation.
I think she does, yeah, have some wrong
she
situation.
Had no, she, a lot of times she has no business. She's not a drama channel.
Right.
So, unless she wants to identify as a drama channel, then, like, don't. Like, that's fine.
But, like,
you should assert
yourself. Why can't she speak on, like, what she thinks?
Oh, she can. But, like,
without having to be a drama channel.
Because she can't.
Why?
She can't.
We're talking about drama right now. We're not a drama channel.
She has done blackface. That's why. Because she has no business when she has made, repetitive mistakes in her career.
Right.
Like, the whole thing with, I don't know, I was about to give an example, but I, like, couldn't think of it.
Oh.
Again, with the blackface, like, Gen Z being uneducated.
That was funny.
Here's Gen Z being uneducated again, but it literally translates to blackface.
But, like, here's what I think, and she's, like, talked about this. She doesn't, like, I know, but, like, there's a difference between, like, who's the one? The one YouTuber, D'Angelo Wallace, talked about this. There's a difference between blackface.
Oh, yeah, I think I know who you're talking about.
The blackface difference between wanting to, like, appreciate their culture and wanting to make fun of them. And I think she even has spoken on this. When she dresses up as, like, Aladdin and all these, like, does all these things.
We love our Arab queen.
She wants to appreciate these cultures so bad. And it makes me, like, not feel, like, bad for her, but it's like, okay, at least she wants to appreciate. She's not doing this from a hateful or spiteful point of view. She wants to sincerely appreciate these cultures, and she doesn't know how because, yeah, she is white. You know what I mean?
I understand that, but it also goes back to culture appropriation. You should know when is a time and when is a place and when you should assert yourself.
Right.
And not knowing that, I mean, I feel like she doesn't know that.
Because so if she dressed up as... who's the princess from Aladdin? I can't...
Jasmine.
Oh, Jasmine. Okay.
Like, I had no problem with that. I mean, I'm Arab.
Right.
And Jasmine is kind of, like, Arab. Like, she comes from that area.
Right.
She's got the nose. And that's not racist for me to say because I have the nose. Yeah, she's... So it's fine. I mean, little girls dress up as Jasmine because they admire her and her beauty.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so cool. Like, that's fine. But I just don't think, like, taking over a culture that you're not a part of. Like, I think you can appreciate a culture, but I think asserting yourself into that culture and saying you're a part of it is where I draw the line.
Right. No, I agree with that.
I think there's, like, there comes a time where it's just not excusable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think you should have been, you should have educated yourself priorly, like, to that situation. Is priorly a word?
I don't know. Prior.
Prior to that situation.
Priorly.
Priorly.
Grammarly. No, I agree, but, like, her whole thing now is, like, Jewish. Like, she wants...
She's Jewish now.
No, but, like, she's, like, actually, like, learning the language, and she wants to convert for her fiancé, which, like, you can do. Like, that's a thing that you can do. So, it's, like, I think that's kind of, like, cute. I don't know
why. That is cute. But, like, it's also, it's very... Like, yes, if you want to be a part of culture, and you're, like... I mean, but I also want to know, is it a phase?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of stuff with her is, like...
Mm-hmm. But then she said, she's loved Jewish people. So, like, her obsession with, like, Adam Sandler, she's had for, like, years because he's, like, Jewish and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know if that's a phase. Like, I don't know. But, I don't know. Trisha Paytas, like, she's very polarizing.
She also had a scandal, like, a while back in 2016, if you know what I'm talking about, with the election.
Oh, being, like, a Trump supporter?
Yeah.
Yeah. But then she, like, she learned... But then she learned from it. She did.
I don't.
You don't think she did?
I think a person who makes that many flaws in their career should have learned a while back. And that the fact that they didn't really just shows the type of person they are.
Here's what I think. I think that, like, I'm not saying Trisha Paytas is a good person. And she always wants
to
be the
person to say, I told you so.
Here's what I'm saying. I don't see Trisha Paytas. I don't think she's a good person. Like, I don't think she's, like, terrible either. I look at her, in my opinion, all these people, I don't care about them. Like, yeah, they can do what they do, but ultimately it doesn't affect me. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't affect me, so I'm not going to let it, like, get to my head. Like, I'm not going to obsess over these people just because it's not, it doesn't involve me. So whatever they did, they did. It's not my problem. I'm not going to obsess over it. Like, what they did was wrong, what they did was right. I don't care, you know? Like, in the end, they're never going to affect me, ever.
I know, but, like, that's the case with every influencer. Right now, we're just talking about it, though. With the discussion going on, I'm sorry, but, like, I would not let my kids even, like, near her platform.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's just, I don't know, there's times a time where you can only forgive so much.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, if a person is repetitively making the same mistakes, and they show a pattern,
mm-hmm.
that you have to just take a step back and realize that that person is probably not the best and toxic. And really not the person that you want to associate yourself with.
Yeah. I disagree. But it's okay, you know.
Yeah, we're going to have disagreements.
I don't, you know, I look at her, like, platform as just a source of entertainment. I don't really absorb anything that she says.
If anything, I can assess her platform as different things, but I can't assess it as a joke.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I use her form as entertainment. I think she's funny.
She's funny. So I'm funny. Not going to lie. Like, I watch her spade just to laugh.
Right, exactly.
Like,
so I'm like, okay.
Like, her singing covers that are crack
great.
Me up.
They're really great. Honestly, should be on Broadway.
Did I send you the one?
I think she's what? Which one?
The
shallow one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she's destined to be a Broadway star. I think she could make it big, you know?
Oh, yeah.
She, like, wants to be a Broadway star,
like,
too.
I did just say, like, I wouldn't watch her or associate myself with her, but, like, her shit's funny. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
It's so funny.
And hopefully, like, these... Like, I see her... I mean, I don't know if this is wrong to say, but, like, I hope she grows up.
Yeah.
Like, I hope she, like, keeps that flair to herself and is funny, but I just hope I don't see her in any... sorry, I'm in a car. I'm moving my seat. In any scandals, because...
Right. No matter what they are, I think...
I feel like she's one in every month. I think
she's in a pretty good place right now.
Yeah, definitely, but...
When she's kind of just doing her own thing. But... I think we should step aside from cancel culture.
I mean, yeah, that's fine.
I mean, if you want to keep going.
No, we can go up to a different topic.
Okay, what do you want to do? What do you want to talk about?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Something that won't get us canceled.
We can talk about people. We can talk about... It doesn't even have to be any of these. You know, we can just talk about anything. You can talk about people that we hate right now. I'm kidding. Anyone listening, if you're listening, we hate you.
Yes, sorry. We're just too good for you. We're influencers.
Right, we're influencers now. We're sitting in the parking lot of our elementary school where we first met.
I know. Such.
This is such full circle.
Such a full circle moment.
Now, I think going from cancel culture, we should talk about some friends that we canceled. Not talking about the TV show. Oh, gosh. Show.
Let's hope you're not listening to this, friends.
I don't think they will.
Yeah, I mean,
Also, they're not friends anymore. Ex-friends.
Oh, well, ex-friends. I hope they know that they're ex-friends, though, too, because then it's going to be real awkward. I
think they definitely do.
I don't know.
Are you talking... Who are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't know if we're on the same basis with our friendships.
You could always just,
Why is there a car behind us? I'm not trying to die tonight. I was just kidding.
Oh, my God.
It was all a joke.
They have a cannon in the back seat.
Don't slow down.
Oh,
keep
going.
Why
are they slowing down? It's like a teacher.
Oh. Stop. I'm not dying tonight.
I think they're just trying to go to Arby's.
Guys, we almost died. Oh, story God. Time.
Story time. We almost died.
Listen, I was joking about wanting to go out in a special way. Like, I know the big man up there might have heard me.
Yeah. So, I think broken friendships should lead us into the next topic. Because, and you know, we can communicate, like, you know, we're not going to use our real names.
We're going to try not to, because last time I did this, I used real names on accident.
Yeah. Honestly, but it wasn't something bad. So, I don't think they'll care. So, I mean, I wonder if we have the same. Definitely. Well, for a few, we definitely have the same.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because our friend groups have been just, like, is this wrong to say? Maybe we're the toxic ones. Have been disposable.
I know. I think, like, sometimes I'm like, Ronnie, are we the ones?
And interchangeable.
I know. It's always just been, like, we're, like, the only two that stick together, so I'm like, is it us?
The two bitches.
The two bitches are left. Everybody hates us. Oh, my God.
I should put my phone.
I think we're gonna change their names. I think, you know, just because, I don't want anybody to get the wrong impression. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So... Who should we start with? So, broken friendships.
Yes, we're going to continue with
canceled
that.
Canceled friendships,
because
if you will.
Building off of cancel culture.
Building off of cancel culture, going to canceled friendships.
We're going to cancel some people.
Oh my God. No, they're not canceled.
Well.
Our friendships with them have been canceled, if you will.
I think a few. There's a common pattern with all of them.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh
right?
My God, right. Wait, what are you thinking?
Racism.
Oh my God, true though. Yeah. Actually, yeah. Oh my God. You think that's why?
Oh my God. Maybe that's why. Maybe we're just too.
Maybe we've just been woke from such a young age.
I know. I mean, I was awoke at one point, but we're not going to talk about those.
I was awoken.
I was awoken maybe like at the end of.
Ronnie had a little phase though.
Yeah, middle sophomore year, I was awoken.
Mm hmm.
And we can just say I was put to sleep freshman year through that time.
Oh, true.
Yeah, maybe because we're like...
Oh, my God. I
don't want to get political, but like left-leaning.
Yeah.
And like, you know, believe in human rights. That too.
Yeah. yeah. If you're, you know, and if you're... Oh, my God. It scared me. But yeah, I just realized that all the people that we've disconnected from have had some like... What is that called?
What?
Oh my God, they've had just like some racial
problems. Oh yeah,
it's so weird. I never even realized
like
that.
They've said some stuff, they've done just, some stuff, and I'm not gonna lie, I've done some stuff and said some stuff I'm not proud of either,
right?
But people grow, people change, but these people just haven't grown
pretty much at all from what I can see. And you know, stuff goes on in the background, but like I'm almost positive from stuff I see that they haven't changed.
I mean, we're gonna talk about Kimmy first.
Okay.
Because this one's recent.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, so Kimmy, I don't want them to know because they might listen to this.
You can just be vague.
I'm gonna be vague. So Kimmy.
Kimmy doesn't seem racist, but like she seems racist. Like she
you
is.
You cannot say she does not seem racist.
She is like, low-key racist. Like she is.
Yeah, I've heard some stuff.
I've heard some stuff through the grapevine.
Oh, I've heard the N-word multiple times. Honestly.
Shut up.
We were in your car when it happened the first time.
Oh.
In the summertime.
Yeah, and she says, like, oh my god.
She's like, well, they're going to start a race war.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, guys, red flags.
Honestly.
Take him.
Says, like, the F slur. Oh my god.
She said that?
In the car with us.
I wasn't there.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Well.
That's awkward.
That's awkward. But, like, honestly, she's not...
One of the problems, I think, that really just upset me is that she didn't respect the fact that I had cut ties with the person that we're also going to talk about.
True.
That she wanted to hang out with them, and she really pressured it, and then she just asked one day, and...
I just brought them along.
Yeah.
Almost. Which is, you know, it's
And I think they were trying to get them a part of our friend group again, because they...
Did not want that.
They were from a blast from the past. But honestly, there were just some things that were, like, red flags right away.
Mm-hmm. I think there's been red flags with almost every friend I've ever had, though. Every friend I've ever had, there's been red flags.
Me?
I think... No, not you.
Well...
I said almost. Well, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Of course there has. Because there's red flags with people in general.
Honestly. But, like, if you can identify those, like, right off the bat, I mean, there's obviously...
Then there's a problem with them, straight up. Like,
yeah.
If they're, like... Or if they're sly with it, like some people, then, you know... It's just, if they're sly with it, like, it's, I think that's more dangerous than being upfront about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just like our other friend, Timmy.
Right.
Timmy, I don't know, they just moved away, but, like, also later on we realized, like, there's some flaws there.
Yeah, and honestly, you can't really, I'm not gonna, like, judge any of these people, because it could just be backgrounds and family, because, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't say the same, though, because, like.
My
family's, like, half and half, so it's, like, weird.
Mine is, like, half and half as well.
Exactly. So it's, like, maybe they just, their family's more leaning to the right, but...
And it's not even about politics.
It's not. It's just about human decency.
Yeah, I think if you're decent enough to, like, not be racist, it's really not that hard. Not be homophobic, not be rude.
Yeah, literally.
Treat people with kindness.
Literally.
And all that stuff. I mean...
As the king would like to say.
It's really not that hard to be nice to people.
It's really not that hard to just have some respect. I mean, and these people, I feel like they're racist, they're homophobic, they're sexist.
At the end of the day, have some self-respect at least.
Exactly. Like, you have to realize that what you're putting out to other people, you know, I feel like, and these people, like, I feel like some people don't even watch what they say around other people. Like, they're so... openly,
I mean, I feel like we're very...
unapologetically themselves, you know what I mean? Which is, like...
There's nothing wrong with being unapologetically when yourself, unless it's harmful to other
and
people.
And it has been.
It is.
Know? So that's why I'm, like, I think that's why they've been cut off. Because I don't like them. You know, I don't like them as a person.
They're interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's how I'm gonna put it. Just because I don't... They're not completely cut off.
No, they're not family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, like, I just feel like if you can have the decency to be... Just treat people with kindness.
Literally.
At the end of the day.
At the end of the day, just shut your mouth. Like, don't speak on topics that you don't know about, or don't...
You see, I'm not going to say that because that makes us sound arrogant.
Well, that didn't come out right.
But I think...
Can I turn these on?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow. Great.
But if my battery dies, I'm suing you.
Oh, my God. You got jumper cables?
It's at home today.
Why would you take them out of your car?
Because the battery died.
Oh.
It was a jumper box.
Why is your battery dying all the time? Maybe you should get that checked out.
No. My battery for my jumper box.
Oh.
My battery's fine.
Got it. Anyway, back to that. Like,
I'm gonna shut these off.
Yeah,
I'm scared.
Right. And then, so I think that, yeah, that kind of did come out wrong.
Because. Yeah. Because I don't think. I'm not arrogant. I'm a person. I'm a human. I'm going to make mistakes. But I also think that some people just, like, it's repetitive and it's just...
When I look at, like, when I look at perspective, I try and look at it from, like, an unbiased standpoint. I try and look at it from both sides as much as I can. As much as I can, I do try to, you know, and sometimes it flip-flops, you know what I mean? Like, but these people, they're biased. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just
it's just a matter of human decency at the end
of the day.
But we're gonna go in with Jimmy first. So I already started with Kimmy. I might as well finish with Kimmy. But actually, Kimmy, that person was just like kind of like ignorant.
Yeah.
Not only that,
But I think it stemmed from family.
Yeah.
For sure.
And other relationships.
True. True, true, true.
But,
and that's okay, honestly. If they're thriving right now, good for them.
Yeah, I wish you guys all the best.
I wish everybody the best. I don't want any
ill will towards anybody. I hope, growth is in your future. Exactly. Obviously, as passive-aggressive as that sounds.
No, I hope growth is in all of our futures.
Yeah, definitely.
We all need to grow.
Yeah.
I wish we could have done that together, but we just couldn't,
We grew apart.
Exactly.
Jimmy? Yeah, so Kimmy.
Oh, we're still on Kimmy.
No, Kimmy just didn't respect I don't know about you, was not okay with another person. Just didn't respect that, even though I insisted on it politely.
Mm-hmm. Very politely.
Very politely.
All the time.
To add that.
Hey,
just until, one time, they were saying something about them, and then how it had to do with me, and I just shut it down because, honestly, I'm not here for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that they were saying, the somebody is, we're going to call them Jimmy. Jimmy just really just has never had any respect for us and mm-hmm. our friend group and our values.
Just very wishy-washy. Since the very beginning.
And just...
I think all these people have been wishy-washy. For sure. Are you kidding me?
Not Timmy.
No.
I don't think so later on. Right.
Timmy later on, but
sorry, names are Kimmy, Jimmy, and Timmy. Those are our names. They're kind of confusing, but...
They're going to be confusing to us, so we don't have any slip-ups.
Yeah.
But, we don't... We're just talking and we're saying nothing but the truth. So it's
yeah, nothing
we're
but
lying.
The truth. Jimmy just failed to be a friend.
Literally.
At the end of the day.
They were just really wishy-washy.
A friend. And they were just very much, toxic. The most toxic person. They got between a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Just to, fit their agenda. They...
Yeah.
They made me try to turn on a few people, but, luckily, I'm just so loyal.
Just like a little doggy.
Yes.
Oh, my God. But true. Honestly, that person.
And they're just, very good at, making somebody out to be the worst person.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, not that good, because I didn't believe it half the time.
You're right. Yeah. And then, that's pretty much Jimmy. They're long gone now.
And they were, very confrontational, which at the time...
Oh, yeah. They were...
This
they
is from middle school. They were very controversial. Confrontational.
Getting in so many, oh my God. Always started to beef with
and
everybody.
And just, always were just, ready to fight.
Literally.
Guards were always up.
Always.
And honestly, I was just that person. I was a quiet, I guess, person to everybody else.
Mm.
But my friend group.
Right.
Well. Mm. Yeah, but my friend group. Was I a loud person in middle school? I was not...
I don't know.
I was not the type to become...
No, you're actually not. You're not.
No, I was very, I was, I stuck with my group.
Yeah, you're closed off when it comes to other people, but then when you get in your element, with your friend group, you're very out there.
Yeah.
Which is good, I think it's funny.
Yes, definitely. You're like that, too.
I
but
know,
I think,
that's
like,
what
you,
I was just
you know
thinking.
How to be social, though. I don't know how to be social.
Yeah.
When I'm put in a new social setting, when I went into high school, I was, very open.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to, be part of every friend group, and I talked to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, I was trying to make friends. And then after that, sophomore year rolled around, and I was just like, you know what? Honestly, there's a lot of people here that are just so not it.
I just try and, I just try to be social, in any aspect that I'm in, because I'd rather talk to people than not. Than just, sit alone, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think getting a job really helped me be social as a person.
I know, because now I, love my work friends. It's just, I love getting, honestly, getting a job, it really helped me with, a lot of things.
I love most of my coworkers, and honestly, it's like a family.
Literally.
But there's just some people I work with.
Shouts out to my coworkers, if anyone's listening. I'll send this podcast
to you.
Shout out
to y'all. Y'all are the best.
I'll send it to you in the group.
Share it with the group chat. Actually, no, I won't because...
I will. They'll make fun of me, but I don't care.
Yes. Don't want to get bullied at work. No, I'm just kidding.
I love getting bullied from them. Do you want to talk about Timmy at all? Or no?
I mean, Timmy was just distance.
Timmy, honestly, was the saddest, I think, of all of them.
Yeah.
Because
the
saddest breakaway
Timmy,
that I had.
Yeah, for me too. Because
mm-hmm.
I reconnected
I was so
with Timmy.
Close with them.
And at first, it was so weird because they were friends. It's funny. All three of these people go way back, and they were all friend besties at one point.
Oh, yeah.
And it's funny, they all revolve around Jimmy.
Yeah.
Because Kimmy has been best friends with Jimmy for a long time. Mm-hmm. And they're still friends. And then Kimmy and Timmy have had a bad falling out.
Yes.
That's what I heard. And, you know, I really like Timmy. And it's not even about politics. It's just, I don't think distance, along with the fact that they're kind of crazy.
I just remembered. I have a voicemail from Timmy that I saved about Jimmy. So I have to show you that once this ends. Because
when was this from?
Like 2017.
Oh my God.
And I still have it.
Yeah, I think it was really off and on, but like...
Oh my God. But I just... Yeah, I think that was the saddest one.
Jimmy had a psychotic stalker lover. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was... He just had a lot to say, but like, I have DMs from him.
Oh my God, can I see them?
From back in like 7th grade.
Can I see them? I just want the tea. No, don't read them out loud. Oh my God.
He's not gonna know. Honestly, and if he does know, I will post up. I will beat your ass. Like, I don't care.
That's kind of bulky now.
That's bold of me to say. I knew.
I was about to say, he kind of built now. So I don't know if I would do
that. Built like what?
Like, he's kind of built. McDouble? Is he not? I thought he was.
He blocked me.
Okay, not you. Why are you DMing people with blue check marks?
This one responded.
Who?
Well, he didn't respond. But he reposted my story.
Of what?
No, it was just a countdown. I don't know. Okay, we don't have to get into it.
Oh, you don't have it.
Yeah, I do. Oh. But he blocked me. Oh, that's somebody else.
Oh, I really wanted the tea, too.
No, I have it. Who is this? Anyways, let's just keep talking.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So, basically, that's just kind of how it went with those three. Those were our main falling outs, I think, at least.
Yeah,
those were just some of the broken friendships, honestly.
I think out of all of them, the one that upset me the most, what I'm saddest about is Timmy.
What upset me the most was Jimmy.
Yeah, I think Jimmy, I don't think there's ever going to be anything there, and I think they tried at one point, and really, everything that they got is what they deserved.
Oh my God. I mean, oh my God, you have it.
I do.
Oh my God, that's a long DM.
Yeah, it's from 7th grade.
Did you guys fight?
No, it was him getting out of information out of me to give to Jimmy.
Shut up.
And when I put him on blast for it, he just acted like we were friends because he invited me to... Actually, I can't get into that.
Yeah, I can't say that. Don't say
that. He invited me somewhere at the beginning of the year.
This year?
No, at the beginning of 6th grade. Oh my God, I was friends with him.
Ew, you're
friends. I was in his friend... It's weird. I was in a lot of friend groups in middle school, but like, I only really stuck with one in the end. I was in one friend group from 4th to 5th grade. Mm-hmm. Left that friend group, then I was in another one of 3. Left that one, I was in another one of 3. 4, actually. Left that one, and then I came to this friend group.
Wow, you just hopping around. You're like a hoe.
Yeah, I know. I'm a whore.
Yeah, for real. Nothing has changed.
This man is a whore. If you know that reference, you're a real one.
I don't know this reference.
Because you don't watch Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, God. If there's any Grey's Anatomy fans listening, leave. I'm kidding.
Sorry, you're distasteful.
How dare you?
Actually, no. I have no reason. Please tell me it didn't stop.
It didn't. Don't you worry.
Okay.
Okay. I think that should be it, though, for those three. Because I don't want to get into too much detail. Because
is there anybody else we can talk
about?
They
will find out.
They're not going to know. We've been, like, very vague with these. And if they know...
Yeah, I mean, pretty vague.
Pretty vague. Like, I could go into detail.
I feel like we're going to be the only ones that know what we're talking about. Like, the listener. It's just going to be like...
I feel like maybe we can get... Like, later on, we'll go more into depth.
If we get more listeners, we'll definitely go deeper.
And, like, I won't say names, but I'll go into detail.
I'll still go into detail, yeah. Maybe we'll get an ad eventually. If you want to, yeah. I hope. Oh, we can.
We can get into that one.
Yeah.
And it's not... Okay, this is a person we still talk to. Don't know if I should have just said that, but, like, they're just...
But it could be anybody. You know.
Love them to death. Literally love, them to death.
Literally love them to
death. But, like, flaky.
Mm-hmm. But I think they know that.
They definitely know
this. I hope they know that.
And if they don't, honestly.
And if they don't, we'll just talk to you personally.
Yes.
Do you think we should just beat it into them? You're flaky.
No, that's mean.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we're still friends with them, but, like, it's just... One thing, oh my gosh, if I'm texting a group chat and you guys all open the message and leave me on read...
I don't do that often.
That'll make my blood boil.
Sometimes, like, that happens to me, though, too, and you do that, too.
Like, I do not leave people on read.
Sometimes.
When?
Well, you had your little, like, spat, you know, you had your little festering moment a couple weeks ago.
Oh, when I was being extremely, a just bitch. Not even passive-aggressive, just aggressive. Yes, I was being a bitch, yeah. Because I was so mad that nobody responded to my text.
So then nobody responded to mine.
Because I was so mad that people were flaking on me, just not responding to my text. I sent something in the group, and I said no response.
And I'm like, okay.
We can read these messages.
Yeah, can we? We can. Are we going to really expose our group chat right now?
Yes, we are.
Oh, my God. We're exposing a group chat. I mean, I'd be fine with that. See, names aren't going to be saved, though. Things aren't going to be saved.
I can't tell if this is the right group. You know, this is the group chat. Okay.
Let's see. Expose some people. I don't care. Do it. It's us. You're going to be exposing the co-host.
And there's just one person in the group chat that's just, like, so overhyped. Like, very hyper. I don't know how to put it.
Yeah, what do you mean hyper? I don't know what you mean.
I can't find their name. This one?
What are you looking at?
This one right there.
Sounds good to me.
Hey, guys. Are we doing...
Oh, okay.
That person? I just feel like they, like, act like they're going along with it and then flake last minute.
Oh my God, yes.
And it just makes me want to just
every,
like,
single time.
It makes me see red.
It's like, if you know from the beginning that you don't want to go, please don't go.
Or just say, sorry, I can't hang out. That one.
Oh yeah.
She does it a lot too.
It's like, honestly, just if you don't want to be friends or if you don't want to, like.
And it's just us two always texting in the group chat back and forth.
It literally, honestly, knows. Just us talking to each other. So it's like, okay.
Like, if you were supposed to go on a road trip.
Okay, do you want to talk about that? We can fight right now.
I'm not fighting you. It's not you that I had a problem with. It was the other two just canceling last
minute.
I'm
allowed to. I can't.
Because you were the only one who could go, and then the other one said, sorry, I can't.
But then the other one said, oh, yeah, I can, and I'll get us a place, you know, all this stuff.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm not going to see.
No. Definitely not.
Like, I want to go see downtown Columbus.
Right. I didn't. Right. So... And then the other person just kind of, I don't know, she's very distant. So it's
hey,
like,
what time are we hanging out? Does 4:30 sound good? Sorry, I can't. What?
It's like...
like, I don't get that. That was all on the same day.
It's like, okay, why didn't you tell us this beforehand? Please, because I just... Okay, and then it could be like, I just made reservations for four people at this place, and now you're saying you can't go. When this is 20
minutes
apart.
They still owe me like $30, $22.
Oh my God.
They never paid me back. Like, I sent them a Venmo, like a request on Cash App, and they said, sorry, I can't pay you.
Wait,
so they're avoiding me.
You sent a Cash App request and they didn't pay you? Shut the fuck up.
Yes.
I would be livid.
I am livid.
I'm sorry, but I would be so livid. Are you
kidding
me?
And they just said they'll give it to me when they see me in person in cash. And that's why they didn't go to breakfast with us that day. And honestly, money is not the issue. But, like, I'm just saying.
Money's not the issue.
That's some shit right there. Because I have a job, too.
That, yeah, like saying you're going to and you don't. Also, money is the issue. I'm
yeah,
sorry,
it is.
But, like,
because
I'm
I
a 17-year-old kid that works. I want the money. If I'm
that's
spending
like
money,
my
I want it back.
Gas tank.
Exactly. So money is the issue, in my opinion. It's like, no, if you wanted to go and you want to do all these things, but you can't pay for it, don't expect other people to pay for you.
I cannot find the messages from...
What messages?
From last week.
Oh, they might have got deleted. Some people delete the messages. I saw that you deleted a message or something. I was like, okay, what was that about? Did you delete a message?
Oh, no, I didn't delete it. I just didn't save. So, basically, the message was basically like, oh, I said no response, and then Gina
responded.
And then, what? It was just you?
Yeah, I responded. I said, yeah, I can.
Jasmine doesn't respond till like 3 hours later.
Oh, my God.
But, like, you know damn well they saw the message.
Uh-huh, for sure. And it's like, if you say, like, oh, or just like, oh, I didn't see it, blah, blah, blah. You did. You know we're texting. you know, or my biggest pet peeve is, you know, we made plans for this day. So when I'm texting in the group chat, why don't you respond if you already know we have plans? Because I could be saying something about those plans. So why aren't you responding?
Yeah, I think those just two people, like, never text him to the group and just ask, like, hey, do you guys want to hang out? It's always me or you.
Right.
So, really, it's just a distant friendship with those
two. It really is, yeah. Which is sad, because it's, like, at one point, it's just so close. Sir, we're trying to make a podcast, and you're on your phone on Snapchat. Sir, sir.
Sir.
And you wouldn't even get the reference. One time at work, our doors were locked. Because our lobby is closed, and somebody forgot to lock the doors, and somebody came in, and they were like, yeah, can I get, and we were all like, sir, sir, sir. It was so funny. Oh my god.
Yeah, like, this person waited in our line for 30 minutes, and we were online only. Like, we were literally working in the back.
Did you tell them? You weren't even in the front.
No.
That's embarrassing for them.
And, because apparently our door wasn't closed all the way, and he got in.
Again, sir. Sorry about the dinging.
I literally had my ringer on.
Mine's been doing that to me lately. I'm like, I turned it off, I swear.
Yeah, so anyways, like, our friendships...
I don't know, just kind of weird.
Interchangeable. Kind of spastic. Interchangeable. That's a good word.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
Because a lot of people come in and out. Mm-hmm. Like,
what's going to be next?
I couldn't remember the fake name you gave them. I believe it's Timmy. Yeah, Timmy. Or Kimmy.
Which one is it? Kimmy?
It's Kimmy.
Okay.
Kimmy... Interchangeable.
Yeah,
true. Oh, God. Please tell me I have it.
Oh, my God. What? Oh, my God. Something just happened.
Where the hell is my wallet?
Well, you just obviously bought something. We just went to Target. So, you had to have had it. Unless you... If you, like, dropped it in the parking lot, you lose everything.
I know, I left my phone at work everything. Last night, and I had to wait to go this morning to get it.
You probably lost 3 pairs of sunglasses just when you're with me. I'm like, God. Is it in the bag, your Target bag?
I didn't
even... Oh, you didn't bring a bag. Remember, you were like, you couldn't fit it in there?
So yeah,
you're like, oh, I just fuck gave
this up. Bag. Okay, we're gonna calm down. Cool, calm, and collected, because it's in my pocket.
Oh my God, Ronnie.
At least I might have it. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Is that the one I got you?
Yes, it is.
Period. I got him a wallet.
Please tell me. Okay, I have it.
What, a card?
Yes. DoorDash card.
DoorDash?
Yeah, because I DoorDash.
We should DoorDash up for a podcast.
Dashing through the snows.
Dashing through the podcast. Oh, my God. Please send in ideas of what, you know, if anybody wants ideas, whoever's listening, even if nobody's listening... Please listen.
We need a carpool karaoke episode.
Definitely not. We'll not do that.
Well, you're just boring. Maybe...
I have the most ratchet voice.
Maybe Jasmine will come on.
Oh, you know she would.
I would. I know she would.
And she would snatch up that opportunity.
Yes.
I have the most ratchet voice. I can't do that.
I do too. But...
No, you don't. Huh. Don't be humble. I mean, don't be... Yeah, you're humble.
I do. Now it's...
He has such an elegant voice. Oh my God, it's so beautiful.
I don't.
Anyway.
Ashton Kutcher.
Grace, is that you? Grace Vanderwaal.
I don't know my name.
Oh, okay. My God. Well,
so, I feel like we've been, like, rambling at this point.
I know. Like, we need to stick to topics. Like, I don't know.
How far are we now?
Maybe it's because our broken friendships. Like, maybe it's because it is our fault.
Oh, yeah. We are the toxic ones. We just have to make a PSA.
Maybe we should
do... Oh my God, remember when people would be on their story like PSA, like...
Remember when people would be do TBHs?
Or TBRs?
Oh my God, that one was awful. Why
I know.
Why did people ever do those?
TBR gave...
gave me anxiety.
My brother gave Jimmy a TBR.
Shut up, really?
Yeah.
And what'd he say? What? Can I please hear?
TBR, nobody really likes you.
Oh! How old was he?
2 grades ahead.
So, like, enough to know better.
8th grade, 6th grade. I think we were in 6th grade. Mm. I also remember that night because I called this girl that I know a bitch because she pulled my hair. And then my mom, like, she was just doing it to be a bitch. And so I called her a bitch.
Of course she did.
And then she told my mom.
Yeah, like, shut up with that.
And then my mom's like, I'd call you a bitch, too, if you pulled my hair.
To the girl?
Yes. I said, go off, Lisa. You tell him.
Yes, Lisa, period. I love Lisa. Oh, my God. I miss her. I'm gonna cry. No, I think, yeah. This podcast has been good. I think maybe we should end it off on, like, what we did today. I think we can do that for the podcast. What did we do today? Or this week or something?
We did a few lines of Coke this week.
Yeah. Oh, we can talk about our first podcast. That was
just so casual. We don't do that or condone it.
I mean, I guess.
Okay.
I guess if you don't want to do Coke, don't do it. But it personally gives me enough. I mean, it personally gives me enough energy just to get through the day. So if you have to do it, do it.
PSA. Again, we're kidding.
Right, we're kidding.
They can't see the air quotes.
Yeah. I think at some point we should do a visual podcast.
Yeah, definitely. That's
because, like, we do hand movements a lot.
Yeah.
Like, actually, JK, like, we could not do a... I feel like if we did a physical or, like, a virtual... What is it called? What did I just say? A video podcast?
Yeah.
They'd see us, like, sharing notes.
That's fine.
Okay. As long as you guys are okay with that. You guys? I'm talking to you guys as if there's anybody there.
Hey, fam. Okay, let's finish off.
All right, what'd you do this week?
Did we take the SAT this week or last week?
This week.
Oh, yeah, we took the SAT this week.
Tuesday?
We hung out 3 times this week.
That's, like, a record for us.
That is a record.
Oh, my God. I'm so proud of us.
We took the SAT, went and got brunch, and then they went home and slept. But I went home and then they called me into work. So I went to work.
No, you called yourself into work. You picked up a shift when I told you not to.
Yeah. Well, it's unhealthy. We love toxic work environments.
True. Yeah. I can't believe we saw it. We're going to try and get together every Monday for a podcast.
Yes.
Boop bongs.
So
DoorDash podcast. This week. Oh, I got a kitten this week.
Oh.
Love it. Love her to death.
Guys, let us know. Hazel or
no,
Winnie?
I think we already decided. It's going to be Winnie.
You decided it's going to be Winnie.
Guys, Winnie or Hazel for my cat. I just like Winnie so much better.
Winnie is cute.
Because I have Winnie, Skinny, and Oliver. I mean, come on now. That sounds cute. I mean, she is the mom. You know the TikTok?
Yeah.
But that's what I did this week. That's what he did this week. How should we end this podcast? Like, how are we going to end the podcast?
So, I really don't know how long this is.
Well, it's been like an hour.
Oh, well, that's decent.
Yeah, that's pretty decent.
I mean,
our first one went on for like an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah. We were rambling.
I know. We were, because I think we were like heated. No, not heated, but we were just talking about how we met. So, it's like lots of detail.
And if that one doesn't work, we might do it again.
Yeah, honestly, because that was a good one.
It was a good one. It was so juicy.
I know. It was... Oh, my God. We talked about all these people.
But there was audio issues.
Yeah, so if we can't fix that, we're going to re-record, I think.
I mean, there's always going to be new parts if we re-record.
True.
Because I could tell that story again.
Me too.
Which, it's funny, because, again, full circle moment, because we're sitting in the parking lot at the school where we met.
I know, so that would have been perfect if we did our first, if we talked about where we met at the place where we met.
Well.
You know what I mean? That's like.
From there, because I feel like we're rambling.
From there, I think we're going to end this podcast. Peace, love, and happiness to everybody.
Ooh, no, not Bob Ross.
Oh, that's not him.
I know. Who is it?
Peace, love, and happiness? I don't know.
Well, someone
somebody famous,
Bob
I know.
Bob Ross said.
I feel like that's not... Ew. What did you just do? Are you going to grow your hair out?
No.
You're going to cut it?
Maybe.
All right, we're ending the podcast.
All right, well...
Forever, because he's
thanks for listening
hair.
To Libros, if that's still the name.
If that's still the name,
we're still
like
figuring it.
It
out. I think I like it. Has a good ring to
I
it.
I think it has a definite ring to it, and I think we're going to do some cover art. We can do all that stuff. So,
yes. Thanks
for listening to Libros. This has been real. This has been fun. And it has been really fun. You know, we're going to change up the saying. It's been really fun.
Yeah.
So, thanks for listening. This has been Gina.
And Ronnie.
Peace out.
Signing off.